After about 2 years of design work and 7 months of construction, a team from UB's School of Architecture is ready to put the finishing touches on an ultra-efficient home entered in the U.S. Department of Energy's Solar Decathlon in Irvine, California.
It's been a privilege just to be accepted into this competition. They only accept 20 schools out of the, we don't know how many, but many who apply. We got in our first attempt, so we're delighted to be a part of that group.
Martha Baum, an assistant professor of architecture at UB, says the project involved 14 departments on campus and upwards of 240 students. Baum says moving the house modules from inside a large warehouse to outside for assembly is an important step.
So now that the house is outside, we can actually complete the construction on the steel superstructure that goes over top the house and holds the shading and the solar panels. We'll also build an integrated greenhouse that forms part of the interior space. We'll set up the deck for the outdoor living space as well. Also, we'll have access to the sun, so we'll be able to get our solar panels actually creating energy.
Designed to generate twice the energy it consumes, the Grow Home, which stands for Garden, Relax, or Work, was built for Buffalo's four-season climate. Baum says there's lots of insulation, and the attached greenhouse for growing food year-round acts like a large foyer in winter.
So when you come in and the cold winds are blowing in the snow behind you, that stays in the greenhouse, and when you go into the conditioned, warm, cozy interior part of the house, you're better protected. So it does both further buffer the house in the coldest time, but create a very engaging kind of a very elaborated front porch. For you to occupy in the times of years when it's really beautiful.
The one-story, 800-square-foot, one-bedroom home has a kitchen, bathroom, and living room with custom furniture.
Because our architecture students are really leading the design for the whole facility, it really seemed to make a lot of sense to have them also tackle some of the furniture pieces.
UB assistant professor Nicholas Rakovich says students made a solar towel dryer and three end tables that can be used for storage, seating, or a coffee table.
In a small house, you really have to have all of the furniture do more than one thing. You know, you can't have it just be a standalone piece.
Grad student Brett Doster designed and fabricated a cabinet for storing all the supplies for canning food.
It'll sit next to the stove in the house, where the residents of the house are growing their own food and everything. Obviously, they need to store it somehow, so pressure canning all the food allows them to prepare for winter, and it's really a celebration of what happens in the house and what the house is all about.
Mike Tuzo, a second-year grad student, was the cost estimator on the project. Tuzo says he has no regrets volunteering his time. He says it's providing real-world application.
Climate change and trying to be sustainable and be resilient is a real thing. Like, we actually have to do that now. We can't just keep going on with the normal practices. Everything's got to adapt. Everything's got to change.
After construction's wrapped up in about 2 weeks, Baum says they'll conduct a full 10-day dry run.
From washing clothes in the washer and drying them to cooking dinner and showing a movie, as well as operating the house. So we'll run through each of those tasks exactly as we will in California and ensure that our systems are optimized. We've built in a little bit of time to make any tweaks that we find in that process before we take it apart and bring it out for the contest.
The Solar Decathlon gets underway September 27th. Afterwards, Baum says the Grow House will return to UB and become a research center for the School of Architecture. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.